West Virginia 2 and Auburn 1. The Double Days getting a run in the top of the third on a double steal as Ricardo Mendez scoring. And now to the bottom of the third we go, where Brett Kinneman, Fabricio Macias, and Mike Gretler all do up against Auburn right-hander Neomar Gomez. Gomez, a product out of Venezuela, signed as an undrafted free agent by the Nationals in 2016. Now in his second season in the Nationals organization, began this year in the Gulf Coast League, where he made 8 appearances and 6 starts, went 0-1 there with an 8.24 ERA in 31 and two-thirds innings, struck out 27 and walked 8. He was called up to Batavia on August 15th, so this is his third start as a member of the Double Days at the short season Class A level. Has done very well so far here with Auburn. Right now he and the Double Days trailing West Virginia 2-1. First pitch fastball to Kinneman is a strike. Kinneman singled and scored in the first inning, and he was the guy who delivered a huge 3-run homer in the ninth inning last night to help beat Mahoning Valley. 0-1, tapper foul behind home plate for a strike, nothing and two on Kinneman. Gomez, after being touched up a tad in the first inning, giving up a pair of runs, has settled down. He's retired 4 in a row after a 1-2-3 second. And now 0-2 on Kinneman. Next pitch, just off the outside corner, 1-2. And Kinneman has had his fair share of heroics and a clutch batter. He really turns it on from the sixth inning on. As we spoke with him about it and said that he just focuses in. He loves those late inning scenarios and hitting well over 300 from the sixth inning on. 2-2 pitch, swings and misses here though for strike three, and one out in the third inning. That's the second strikeout for Neomar Gomez today.
And we see some good velocity coming from Gomez, a little bit of movement as that ball tails away at the last second from the left-handed batter Kinneman for the first out.
2-1 West Virginia on top of Auburn. Macias will step in next. He's 0-for-1, flew out to center in the first inning. Macias, a 20-year-old, on the first pitch here, takes low. That ball kicking through catcher Carrillo, but with nobody on the bases, no worries. And Macias had a delay in having his contract finalized in Mexico. That kept him out of action until June. Started here with West Virginia, then called up to the power in Charleston, West Virginia, a couple of days later. Fastball high to Macias, 2-0. With the power, was hitting .222 in 40 games. Reassigned to the Black Bears on August 4th, 2-0. Chopper over the mound. That'll head towards second base. Gloved by Shaddy. And again, he'll throw across his body on the lob, not in time. Another infield single for West Virginia today, this time for Fabricio Macias.
And it was similar to what we saw from Edison Lantigua back in the first inning. A high chopper up the middle. Carson Shaddy doing the best he can. He gets to it, makes a throw, but really no chance. Just too much speed coming from Macias.
Mike Gretler 0-for-1, but with an RBI ground out in the first inning. West Virginia 2-7 this year against Auburn. Runner at first and one out, swing and a miss by Gretler for a strike. Right now, West Virginia leading Auburn 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Gretler, one of 3 All-Stars for West Virginia this year. Travis Swaggerty was one of those. He got called up during the All-Star festivities, now with the West Virginia Power. Also, Cam Aldred, reliever, an All-Star selection for West Virginia. Another pickoff throw, this time checking Macias, who was back standing, short lead in that direction. Cloudy day here in Granville, Morgantown. 0-1, fastball high. Wind blowing gently toward left field. as Gretler steps out to review signs from third base coach and skipper Kyron Madison in his first year as manager of the Black Bears. Short lead still at first for Macias. Now we'll inch that out a bit. 1-1 to the plate. Gretler looks at a breaking ball for strike two. Getting the high strike there, Neomar Gomez, pitch that started toward the batter, broke over the plate in the upper part of the zone. Again, signs for Gretler. Macias has some pretty good wheels over there at first base. As West Virginia, very aggressive typically on the base paths. 1-2, Gretler, a soft liner, caught by Shaddy. He'll throw back to first, not in time. Oh, Macias recognized that just in time and able to return safely, avoiding the double play. But two outs of the inning on the soft liner by Mike Gretler.
And a heads-up play by Macias on the bases. He had a few steps off first base, and then once he saw that was going to be an easy snag for Carson Shaddy, he quickly got back in.
West Virginia 2, Auburn 1, bottom of the third. Macias at first with two outs. Daniel Amaral, RBI single in his first AB. Macias runs on the first pitch. It's a called strike throw into second, and Macias is caught stealing. Tag applied by Shaddy, and the inning is over. A base hit, nobody left on thanks to the caught stealing, and your score after three, West Virginia 2, Auburn 1.